soundtrack. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is a podcast for the mujerpreneur where we get raw and real about going from surviving to thriving in our life and our negocios. Bienvenidas. Yo soy Marti Ángel, Latina Biz Coach, also known as the Empowering Latina Coach. Y yo soy su anfitriona para este show. I am your host for this show. Let me just remind you, though, that there are no coincidences in this world. There's no other reason other than you are meant to hear the message today. That's why you are here today. So I invite you to sit back, open your mind, open your heart to allow yourself to be empowered, motivated, and moved into action as you listen today. Quiero recordarles que no hay coincidencias en este mundo. Este mensaje que vas a escuchar hoy es porque lo debes de escuchar. Este es mensaje para ti. Again, I am Marti Ángel, and I just want to remind you que a veces hablamos español, sometimes we speak Spanglish, and sometimes we speak English. But as a Latina biz coach, it is my passion to work with the underserved, underprivileged, and underrepresented. But it is my purpose, mujeres, to help you, the Latina, bilingual and BIPOC mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who you serve so you can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and to begin to rock your six figures so that you can live your best life. I would love to be your coach, but today we have a message for you. Este podcast es para la mujer emprendedora donde nos ponemos reales acerca de lo que hemos pasado, sobrevivido y prosperado para salir adelante en nuestra vida y en nuestros negocios. Hoy este mensaje es para ti. So let's get to it. Hoy vamos a escuchar este mensaje. Vamos de una vez. Bueno, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful once again that you are here. Now, I want to share something with you. Quiero compartirles algo ahora. Today is a kind of a different type of podcast episode. Today is more of a hands-on type, workshop type episode. And I want to share with you because a lot of my team is asking or, you know, for ways, how do I organize my day? How do I know? Things like that, right? So I want to share with you an easy hack. This is five easy ways to really organize your day for the business success you want to see in 2023. Okay. Les voy a enseñar cómo en cinco pasitos chiquitos pueden organizar su día para tener más éxito en 2023, en el año entrante, ¿verdad? So here's what we're going to do. I'm show you what you would normally need, and all of this you can get at the 99-cent store, because sometimes people say, oh, Marti, we don't have what you have. You know, we don't have the resources, or is there anything free? So here it is. I am going to share with you very low cost way to organize your day. Okay. So the things you're going to need are go to the 99-cent store and buy a calendar, a desktop calendar, one like this or bigger. It doesn't matter. And then just get some different color stickies. Gonna get some different color stickies. I like to, you know, do these, right? So you're gonna get some different color stickies, set them up right here in front. And you're gonna get some, you know, different color pens. Okay, so you're gonna get some different color pens or get the same color pen. Really, that's all you're going to need. And then you're going to need to make sure that you are familiar with your, if you have Gmail. If you don't have Gmail, I recommend that you go with Gmail, but I put everything in my Gmail and then I go in and I put everything on my Google Calendar, which I then connected it. And it, what it does is it talks to my Apple Calendar and everything shows up in one calendar, right? So, but that training is for another day. So today though, I just want to share with you how easy it is because people get so stuck, right? And now in Spanish, lo que van a necesitar para hacer esto, para ser más eficiente en el año entrante, es van a ir a la tienda del 99 y compren un calendario así, un desk calendar. Fácil, fácil. Luego plumas, unos plumones. Y luego los stickies, ¿verdad? Los sticky notes. Y esto es lo que van a necesitar. Y obviamente también necesitan su Google Calendar, ¿verdad? Yo pongo todo lo pongo aquí en papel y luego lo pongo en mi Google Calendar y de allí se traspasa a mi Apple Calendar. Y es más fácil para mí. So, it's very easy. And, you know, because people always say, you know, well, what do you do? As a business coach, as a network marketing team leader, as a, you know, investor, as a real estate, I'm still, you know, I have a current real estate and I have a current, you know, education. Sometimes I sub, sometimes, you know, I just do whatever it is I need to do. I believe in multiple streams of income, right? And because I have that, it's critically important for me to be able to remember what I got to do. If I'm podcasting, like I'm podcasting today, I got to know exactly what I'm going to do. If I'm podcasting today, I have to know exactly when is this podcast going to drop. And as we speak today, the audio of this one will drop on the 31st. Why? Because it's necessary. You're going to need it to organize your time, to organize your day. But it's really simple. 5 easy ways, right? So here's what you're going to do. Step number one is take this calendar and take your black or blue, whatever color it is, take it. And what you're going to do is I want you to cross out your non-negotiable days. These are days that you're going to self-care and you're going to detach. So these are my so what I do is I put a big X and then I put an NN, right? So that's my non-negotiable day. I'm sorry. Sunday is for family. Sunday I disconnect. You won't see me, you know, you won't see me doing any lives. You won't see me doing any of that unless it's something really, really special that I want to share with you. I'm not a fan, believe it or not. I'm not a fan of sharing every single little detail of my life. In fact, there's more of me that you don't know than you do know. I'm very particular with what I share. And why? Because I've been stalked before. I am, you know, I'm a former victim of a stalking and, you know, and lots of other things and, you know, identity theft and things like that. So I'm more frugal with my information than not. I'm very careful. I've been told by my attorneys to be very careful. So it's really important. And that might be something that you want to think about as well. So be careful what you share. Okay, so step number one, you're going to do your non-negotiables. Step number one, just cross out non-negotiable days, right? And here's another thing I want to share with you. As you're doing these non-negotiable days, I want you to stop listening to your critical voice inside your head that says, oh, well, what if somebody needs you? Oh, well, what if this? What if that? Maybe I shouldn't have so many non-negotiable days. Here's what I have to tell you. The more non-negotiable days, the more days you stay off of social media and just be with the family and you know, be in downtime, be in present time, the better and the more apt you are to have more success in the coming 2023. Now, if everything, all the predictions are right, you know, with inflammation and inflation, right? Because isn't that what it is? Inflation is the inflammation of, you know, of the actual, you know, prices and all that, right? It's inflammation, right? Makes everything go haywire. But anyway, so here's what you've got to do. What you have to prepare and be real careful to stay away from all the yucky stuff. I call it yucky stuff, right? And now in Spanish. Entonces, van a llenar, van a cruzar, así como está aquí, van a cruzar todo. Non-negotiable days. Los días que no van a hacer nada. Y no quiero que escuchen a la voz que está dentro de la cabeza que dice, ay, que si me necesitan. No. Lo que estás haciendo cuando tú estás al tanto, cada vez que te textean y tú te y ahí estás, los estás programando para que ellos tengan ¿cómo te diré? Ese pensamiento que al momento que tú dices que ellos dicen algo, vas a tirar todo para contestarles y así no vas a salir exitosa en 2023, en el 2023. ¿Eh? Así es que non-negotiables, ladies, non-negotiables, 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 non-negotiables. Okay? Then, what you're going to do is first the non-negotiables. Second thing you're going to do is you're going to pick a color. You're going to pick a color and you're going to say, okay, this color here is for all of my coaching calls, let's say. You're going to put your coaching calls and then you're going to actually put, and here, let me just write coaching calls. So coaching. So if you're doing coaching calls, whatever it is you're doing, you can, you know, coaching calls, picking up the kids from school, whatever it is. You're going to take that sticky and let's say you're going to do your coaching calls on Tuesdays, maybe. So you're just going to put it on Tuesdays, right? And you're going to put it on, you know, we're going to go through the week, right? And so you've got to write a list of what it is that you do. For me, record the podcast. For me, edit the podcast. For me, coaching my team. For me, creating content. For me, creating my weekly email. For me, you know, maybe I'm substituting. For me, whatever it is, this is my, in the afternoons, I love to cook. So I put there, you know, dinner time. And I put myself an hour and a half for that. Half an hour to cook and, in an hour, you know, you've got to put it in, right? You've got to put it in. I also put in workout time, right? So workout time, doctor, if you have your doctor's, you know, visits, put it in there, right? Those are critically important that you set up your calendar with all of these non-negotiables and then your coaching calls. Really important, okay? So yes, at the end of the day, your calendar is going to look kind of funny because you're going to have all of these things on there. And then over here where it's got the notes part, here's where you make the list of everything in this notes part. So you want to get a calendar that's got the notes part. And here's where you make the list, right? So you make your list to make sure that what's on this list is over here on the calendar part in some color on a sticky note or, you know, on non-negotiables. Now, why do I have them on a sticky note? Why don't I just write them on the calendar? Because inevitably, after I look at it, after you put it in there, and maybe Oh, you looked at your calendar and it's like, oh no, Aunt Jenny's going to be married this day. So let me take the coaching call off of that day and put it over here. So that's like a puzzle. You're going to be able to move the colors around. That's why I don't put it in pin, because then it'd be scratching it out or whatever. It's much easier and cleaner for you to take it off and then just throw it out. So you want to make sure that everything fits, right? The third thing that you're going to do, once you've done your list, the third thing that you're going to do is you're going to now come over here and you're going to take a look at the times. So right now you're doing your list, but you're not putting times in. So, next comes the times, right? The times. So we've got, first you're non-negotiable. Second, you're going to do these. And then third is your list. The fourth thing you're going to do is you're going to make sure that you decide what time. What time are you working? Now, you're working for yourself or you're working part-time for somebody else, then those would be non-negotiables as well. So like if I'm subbing on a day, then I put from this day is a non-negotiable day because I'm not going to do anything unless I have to. If I have, I have my nutrition business. If I have the nutrition clients, I try to keep those on 1 or 2 days. Then if I have my coaching clients, then I decide what time I'm going to start, because my non-negotiable for me in the morning is to work out. And I start my workout at 7:30. I'm done by 8:30. I shower. So by 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30, I'm done. So sometimes I start my day at 10:30. Right? And it just depends. It doesn't have to be the same time. As a matter of fact, I highly recommend as your coach that it isn't the same time. Don't get it so regimented like when you were working, if you're, working at a job. Because why? Because then it becomes a have to instead of I get to, right? Instead of I get to, you're going to change it into a have to, right? Okay, so now let me say it in Spanish since this is a bilingual. Okay, el paso número tres. Acuérdense que aquí van a poner la lista de todo lo que hacen en la semana. Todo lo que hacen, ¿verdad? Todo lo que quieren hacer. Luego van a confirmar que todo lo que está en la lista está acá, de este lado, en los papelitos, ¿verdad? En los stickies. ¿Y por qué los pongo en el sticky? Los pongo en stickies porque si algo viene, por ejemplo, que fulanita de tal se va a casar o sutanito o mi hija de repente tiene un ensayo de algo. Entonces, de allí es más fácil quitar el sticky y ponerlo en otro lugar, ¿verdad? Ahorita no estamos trabajando con los tiempos. Ahorita nada más estamos trabajando con los días, ¿verdad? Entonces es más fácil mover los sticky notes que hacer un crucero de lápiz, ¿verdad? And so then what's going to happen? Y luego you picked your day, you picked your times. Now you're going to set times. So to this coaching calls, I'm going to set that on Tuesdays. It's already on Tuesdays, but I'm going to set it only to from 11 to 1. From 11 to 1, right? And you're going to write it on the sticky. You're going to write it on the sticky. Again, do not write it on the calendar yet. We're not done yet, okay? So the next thing that you're going to do is once you have them all down and you cross-reference your list, now you're going to write it on the calendar. Right? You're going to actually write it on the calendar. Why? Because when you write it down on the calendar, you can verify and say, oops, I put this over here. Maybe it should have been over here, whatever it is. So now you're going to write it on the calendar and it just becomes a verification of what you're doing, right? So the other thing that you do is if you don't want to write it on the calendar, I don't like to write it on the calendar. Some people do. But I prefer to work it this way and then with the sticky notes. And then once I've got the sticky notes done, the last step is, and I let it sit there. You've got to let it sit there for a couple of days and work off of that. Once it resonates, and if it doesn't resonate, move the sticky, right? Move the sticky around, day, hour, change it, whatever. Once you do that, then what you're going to do is you're actually going to take that calendar, this calendar, and everything that you wrote on here, you're actually going to put it on your Google Calendar. And Google Calendar, you can add the same sticky colors, you can add the times, you can add the days, all of that. From your Google Calendar now, when everything is all set, before you take off all the notes and everything, if you actually do coaching calls like I do, then you're going to take this calendar and you're also going to move it into your Calendly so that when people make appointments with you, they make them on the right day that's already set up for you. But that's for another training, right? Another training, another episode. But I figured what you want to do is you want to do this. Here's my suggestion. I would suggest that you do this on a monthly basis. Now, I used to do it all the time. I used to do it like for 6 months at a time. This was it, you know, and it became so rigid, so like non-changing, I wasn't able to change it, that I began to beat myself up and not even look forward to getting up to do that. So don't do that. Let me share with you my experience. Don't do that. Do it 1 month at a time. Yes, you may be doing it 12 months. You can do it 2 months at a time even, right? But I promise you, it's got to stay fresh or you're just going to get bored of it and you're not going to do it, right? It's kind of like working out, right? If you don't like your workout, what are the chances that you're going to get yourself up and go do that workout tomorrow, right? So, mujeres, now in Spanish, una de las cosas que es sumamente importante es que una vez que llenes el calendario, todo el calendario, ¿verdad? Quiero que lo dejes allí y que mires más o menos y que vivas con ese calendario, aunque sea unos días, antes de mover ese calendario al momento que ya terminaste y que dijiste, ok, sí, esto trabaja, funciona, entonces lo vamos a meter, todo lo que pusimos aquí en este calendario lo vamos a poner en Google Calendar. Y de Google Calendar, una vez que haces todo eso, lo vas a meter a tu Calendly. Porque si eres de ese tipo de que dejas a las personas que escojan su día y su hora para que tú les hagas coaching o lo que sea, entonces es mucho más importante que estés siguiendo la rutina de hacer tu calendario. Ahora, la otra cosa que les digo, no hagan un calendario de 6 meses. Yo les voy a decir que lo hice la primera vez y luego a los 3 meses me aburrí y en vez de darme gusto cuando estaba aquí o cuando me levantaba a hacer esto, no me daba gusto, me daba flojera. Entonces, yo recomiendo que lo hagan no más de 2 meses. Lo pueden hacer todo un mes hasta que agarran la rutina de hacerlo y luego de allí cambian y lo hacen cada 2 meses. ¿Por qué? Porque la vida cambia, cosas cambian, la familia cambia, éxitos cambian, cosas así cambian. Así es que tiene uno que estar abierto a cambiar su calendario, ¿verdad? Be really present about how you're feeling when you put the things on the calendar. If you're not liking it, if you're not feeling it, but you're like, oh, I have to do this. If even that thought of, oh, I have to do this comes into your head, stop. I want you to stop. Stop doing it because you're going to hate it. I promise you, you're going to hate it. And you're going to find ways to procrastinate. Oh, look at that word. Doesn't even want to come out. You're going to find ways to procrastinate. And that's not good for your success in 2023. Remember, these habits that I'm sharing with you, these things that I'm sharing with, these are six-figure income habits. These are not your five-figure income habits. You need to change. If you're going to actually level up to six figures in 2023, you need to start creating those habits now. Don't wait till 2023 and then do it. That's why, you know, if you're listening to the audio of this and you have any questions, make sure to drop me, find me anywhere on social media and drop me a question. I answer my DMs personally still. I don't have my assistant doing it. I don't have an assistant helping in that way. I have my assistant helping me in other ways, but not in answering. So if you have a question, please make sure to drop me a line. You can find me anywhere on social media. My handle is the same everywhere. Marty with an I, Marty Angel _ ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. And I am always ready to help. I love it. I love teaching. I love training. I love educating. I love empowering. I love doing all that for you guys. So those were the five easy ways. So the five easy ways. Let me just reiterate, right? Get a desk calendar, 99 cent store, get a desk calendar. Get stickies, get pens, right? And make sure that you also have a Google Calendar ready to go, right? And then easy peasy, non-negotiables first, non-negotiables first. Second, you want to make sure that you write your list. Write your list on the side right here of the calendar of all the things that you want to add on your calendar. Write your list. You know, you can even put going swimming. You know, make sure you put me time on there. And then you're going to take that list and you're going to create, give each one, each task, a different color. And no time, just days. Put them on the days. And then once you've got them all on the days, if you don't like the days, switch them around. And then you're going to put the time. Let's see, Tuesday I want to work from 9 to 3 and then come back and work again. But remember, it's your day. And you want to make sure that you give yourself a lot of love and a lot of leeway to be able to do this. So then you're going to put the times. Once you put the times, you're going to actually sit with it and live it for at least a week, 5 days. And then if it works, then you're going to turn around and you're going to add it to your Google Calendar. And once that fits, then you're going to be able to set up your Calendly. And like I said before, that's for another show. The Calendly is for another show. So make sure if you're watching me on the YouTube, you're watching me on this replay or live, hit that subscribe bell so that you always know when I'm going on live for the podcast. And leave me some love. Leave me a question. Leave me a comment. Share it out. It doesn't cost anything to share it out. And if you're listening to me on the audio and you have questions, find me on social media and DM me and say, Marty, I have a question on the podcast episode regarding the calendar, right? And I'll answer it. So, my friends, I hope you found value in this because I truly want to see you level up and hit that six-figure mark in 2023. It's time for you, my friends. Es tiempo ya de que lleguen a sus 6 cifras en 2023. Si tienen preguntas, por favor, encuéntrenme en social media. Es mi nombre, Marti Ángel, -ELC para Empowering Latina Coach, y yo les contesto las palabras. Si me están viendo en YouTube, gracias, y por favor, háganle click a la campanita allí para que siempre sepan cuando estoy en vivo. Y si me están escuchando en el podcast, por favor, encuéntrenme en social media y salúdenme. Me gusta saludar a la gente. ¿A ti? Bueno, mis amigas, les dejo un fuerte abrazo. And once again, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, and I wish you the best. This is Marti Ángel, your host of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits, saying, have a beautiful day. Namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.